And joining me here in the studios this afternoon are Emmy Morgan, Colin Miller, and Panat Zanaman, here to talk about Imagine Downtown Lafayette. They're part of Creative Action. There are quite a number of partners in this competition. I think some of our listeners may remember you were here earlier in the fall talking about this competition. But for those who haven't looked at their notes recently about the competition, if we could go back over how you all came up with this idea and why you felt like this was a really good thing for the community. Maybe Panat, start off?
Sure. Well, a couple months ago, we were seeing a lot in the news about the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan, and a lot of talk about how the city of the parish was trying to get the community involved in this new comprehensive plan that they're planning to release. And we thought it would be a really great opportunity for our organization, who supports creative people and creative assets and building on creative assets in the community, to ask or allow, give a platform for creative people to have a voice in this discussion and a more tangible, integral role, and to be really involved in a dialogue in a very creative way. So the idea of this urban design competition came up, where we asked people to submit ideas for how to develop downtown Lafayette. We see downtown as being sort of an integral piece of the development of the parish and the city as a whole. And we really wanted to bring begin a discussion about more urban living, urban and sustainable living. And so our sights were set on the downtown area and how to bring creative people into this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Now, and the comprehensive plan that you mentioned obviously covers a lot more ground than just this particular area, the downtown area of Lafayette. But your background is in urban development, I believe.
Urban design.
So what is so important about that? You all are very committed to that. I think the people have heard you come and talk about the events that Creative Action has sponsored and some of your other ideas about community living. Tell us about that. Why is urban development, why is the downtown area so important to creative people?
Well, I'm not an urban designer, nor am I an architect, but I helped start Creative Action, actually, with these two people, and then Panat brought the idea for the competition to me. As someone who is sort of coming into this from another field, I've come to understand urban design as being about how people experience a public space, what the experience is of living in an area. And for instance, when I've attended some of the comprehensive planning meetings and, you know, these public forums, one of them that I attended was the Downtown Strategic Framework Plan meeting, where, you know, a presentation was given by a couple of people from WRT. And then people broke out into groups and you know, they had a certain system for coming up with ideas and giving feedback, and then everyone comes back together. You know, WRT gets new data and new sort of, you know, an understanding of what people in the community are looking for, and then they come back and they had the next meeting after that, which unfortunately I wasn't able to make it, where they said, okay, you gave us your feedback. Now we sort of put that information through, you know, a machine and all that stuff, and here's what we're giving back to you. And it's a system of giving and then getting feedback and giving and getting feedback. And it's been incredibly democratic. But through that, you know, when they're explaining to us about urban design, and it's not just architecture, because architecture is about, you know, designing buildings and, you know, all the science and mathematics and all that stuff that goes into it. Urban design is in a lot of ways about a much wider array of experiences that happen in the spaces that are sometimes created by architects and sometimes created by urban designers. Panat happens to be trained in both areas. You know, one of the things I learned is, for instance, around downtown Lafayette, we have a lot of urban barriers. Urban barriers are things like Johnson Street, you know, which Johnson Street is such an important part of our everyday existence here. But if you're a pedestrian or you're trying to ride your bicycle, and we do encourage people, you know, Lafayette's coming to a point where we try to encourage people to use, you know, other forms of transportation than just driving. But that's incredibly hard to get in and out of downtown. The other thing is, if you walk out of your apartment, and there's very few apartments downtown, luckily we have the Uptown Lofts being built. If you walk out of your apartment, do you have a place to buy groceries? Mm-hmm. Not in our downtown.
So this competition that you all have arranged, in some ways, it seems to be asking for people to creatively jump over these barriers in a way to create possibility for urban living.
And I want to point out, this is a completely conceptual enterprise. This is, none of these projects are going to be built necessarily.
Just because you're chosen doesn't mean it's
actually
going to.
This is for an exhibition so that it's, our goal is to create a dialogue with the community and say, look, these are some of the ideas that people, not just from Lafayette, but from all over the world, looking at these issues and these questions and problems, and these are some of the solutions that they've come up with. These are some of the different ways that we can approach this. How do we want to begin to talk about what we're going to do as a community to continue to grow in a sustainable fashion in our, specifically in our downtown, but then this is a dialogue and discussion that can continue throughout the parish, throughout the city. Mm-hmm. And bringing in all of these different voices, I think, is what we're really interested in doing.
Well, and you know, it's very interesting. Maybe the three of you all heard the piece on NPR this morning during Morning Edition. They were interviewing an urban planner about the effects of disasters on communities. And it was fascinating because he was talking about communities that might have been side by side in different parts of the country. Those communities that had places you're talking about, grocery stores, local pathways for people to get out, particularly older people, for people to socialize, those were the communities that survived.
Right.
And it was really, really
those
interesting.
Particularly those social connections are so important.
That's right.
For surviving.
So I thought it was kind of interesting that was, and that I knew you all were coming this afternoon. So it's obviously on a lot of people's minds, this idea of strengthening community in creative ways and in very useful ways. Mm-hmm. So you all came up with this competition. Again, as Emmy said, it's conceptual. You don't have to be a trained architect or urban planner. You can be somebody with an idea.
And I want to say I really appreciate you asking that question and some of the questions you asked a little while ago, because it is important for us to frame this properly. So those questions are important. You know, some people in the community are like, okay, so wait, what? Are you guys working with the comprehensive plan? So it is important for us to define ourselves and where we fit into this mix. You know, for instance, the comprehensive plan, and we're totally supportive of that. We totally support LCG. LCG is aware of us. So anyway, that is, you know, a consulting firm that the city is paying, WRT, Wallace Robertson Todd. The city is paying them quite a bit of money to develop this comprehensive plan with a lot of community feedback, as I sort of described how that process works. And they're developing a plan that includes some zoning. It will include some visuals later. And what we're doing, we're a community group. We're all volunteers. We have a grant from the Urban Land Institute for $10,000 that we're really excited about. We're also looking for sponsors for some of these awards. So there's six $1,500 cash prizes. And what we're doing is we're trying to draw in ideas from anyone in the world. I mean, any country. I've been getting email questions from people who have registered for the competition from China, from France, from Portugal. I mean, random places.
Montenegro.
Yeah. So these people who are registering for the competition with some ideas, what do they look at? Do they see a map of Lafayette? How do they know about the community? What are you all supplying them with, or do they have to research it on their own?
Well, basically, we've provided them a map of each of the sites, as well as video run-through of the site areas, and a description of each of the areas and the particular needs and possible issues or problems that might want to be approached, and how the areas should be connected to the surrounding neighborhoods as well, so that they're not just thinking about a site as an isolated area. You're really thinking about how it connects maybe Freetown to downtown, or downtown to the university. How do we connect these areas and create pathways between them?
Okay, so they have ways of, they're not just blindly coming up with, they're seeing a picture of what
the community
is like. Yes,
with any urban design competition or any ideas competition, the competition makers will put out a brief out there which sort of outlines the needs, the goals of this competition, what are the objectives, what should they be considering, and they give them all the information of and directions of where to research to find out more about their about the community.
Okay, so. I want to tell people who may be tuning in that my guests are Colin Miller, Emmy Morgan, and Panat Zanaman, who are with Creative Action, and they're talking about the competition Imagine Downtown Lafayette. The final day to register is the 8th, and the final day to submit is the 15th of January. So those deadlines are kind of coming up fast.
They are. But there is still time.
There is, yes. Mm-hmm. And as you said, a lot of people do wait till the last minute.
Yeah, our submission requirements are not that taxing. Mm-hmm. There's basically four things that you need to provide to submit. There are four images, and one being an urban plan, one being an urban diagram explaining the concepts behind your idea, and two would be sort of perspective street view renderings showing sort of the experience of that space. If you were actually standing there on the sidewalk and looking at your proposal, how would it look like? So we found those to be pretty easily attainable for people in within a period of a week.
Right. And we really encourage teams of people to work together. If you have someone that you know that is stronger at drawing, but maybe you have the idea that you want to combine your talents, or this is not limited to architects or urban designers. This is open to anyone who wants to submit an idea.
Absolutely.
When those submissions come in, we're going to go through kind of an initial screening round, and then it's going to go to our jurors, which are regional and national caliber jurors that are going to go over each of the designs. We're going to have a winner for each of the six sites with a $1,500 cash prize for each of those six winners. So that's a pretty good incentive
out
there.
The odds are really high.
And then they'll be exhibited in, in a public exhibition in April.
Right, at ACA.
And I think you can choose 1 to 6 sites. You can either just do one site, or you could take on all six, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
So there's a possibility that you could win in more than one site?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Correct. That is correct.
All right. So tell us what those six sites are. For those people who are familiar with downtown,
the six sites, it's hard to define them, but I guess the first site would be centered around the parish courthouse area, Main Street area, in sort of in access with St. Genevieve Church, and that historic core of where Lafayette began. The second site would be around Freetown, that more residential neighborhood. There's an area above that called Little Rico, and which has sort of similar characteristics as Freetown, very residential, and connected to the university as well. And there another site. How many is that? This is the fourth site. Would be the transportation multimodal center and that area, and so and then the last one is sort of in between all of those.
Pierce,
it's hard.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't heard you say one that's Jefferson Street, or is that kind of included in
Jefferson? That's included in a couple of sites.
Yeah, it's included in one of those sites. We focused sites on areas that would need development or have been neglected over the past years, right? Where Jefferson Street, when you think of downtown Lafayette, all you think about is Jefferson Street. And you know, and it's
so
really
you need to think of it as really, comprehensively part of other neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah, what about all the other blocks and all the other neighborhoods?
In Main Street, you know, you could almost, like, blink and miss it.
Right.
Sort of.
Although at one time it was called Main Street, wasn't it? It was important.
Yeah.
So, again, my guests are with the group Creative Action, and they have put together this competition in partnership with some other organizations, I believe, the Urban Land Institute of Louisiana, AOC, UL School of Architecture and Design, and the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You all are working in partnership. Is there a website people can go to find out the sites and the requirements for registration and submission?
Yeah, it's creativeactionacadiana.org.
Okay, so right.
And we're also on Facebook, and we have our email address up there. Any questions, feel free to send that along to us.
Yeah, info@creativeactionacadiana.org.
All right. And you've been mentioning all of these countries where people have been sending submissions from, but you definitely are encouraging people from this area as well.
Absolutely. I think you have an advantage easily knowing the community.
And so how many submissions have you gotten so far about?
We can't disclose that until after the final submission.
Like you said, you got quite a rush in the beginning. And
so we're going to expect a rush right at the
end. That's right. So a lot of people busily making up their plans right now. And I guess if you're on the you really can't submit, can you?
No.
And that's, you know, one of our team members is Hector LaSala, who is an architecture professor at UL. And, you know, we didn't want to make him one of the jurors because that would be, you know, awkward.
Now, Panat, you've been very involved in making, I guess, changes and creative ideas down in New Iberia, which is where you're from. Tell us some of the positive things that you've been involved with down there, things that have been helpful to the community.
Oh, boy. These small, very grassroots level, very do-it-yourself sort of projects have been some of the most exciting projects I've been involved with in New Iberia, where we go into underserved communities and talk to the people there and find out what their needs are. And we make a quick response right away, something like it, and we call it these art installations that stay up temporarily and are made with makeshift materials. Mm-hmm. But they bring people together around this piece of art in the community that may have existed in an empty lot or a vacant building or a derelict building. And it creates conversation and creates new relationships through the art and through the conversations. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great positive things that have been happening, and we've been trying to do more of those because we see that people are actually responding to that. And, you know, incrementally, these things are happening. Mm-hmm. It's not a sweeping master plan, urban renewal change.
It's one more way of doing the things you're talking about, having a conversation and making connections with people in a community. So different ways to come at that same goal.
Definitely.
Colin, look like you wanted to add something?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, just wanted to say again, you can find out more about Imagine Downtown Lafayette through their website. If you would like to submit, register, you have until the 8th and then until the 15th to submit your materials. So a few days more to become involved in this conversation and to find out more about Creative Action and all of your other activities. So on Facebook, if you sign up, you'll get lots of updates on what you all are doing.
Right. And that would be the place where, you know, if you wanted to know the breakdown for how, like, the percentages between the sites, like, say, 6% of registrants, you know, have applied for it. So, you know, like, you know the odds, you know, when you're applying.
So choose one of the less chosen sites.
Definitely. It'll give you a better chance. But then I'm going to point out, too, that we are going to be having that exhibition in April. We have confirmed that with ACA. And so in addition to the prizes, it'll be a nice exhibition of the winning submissions and also maybe a few others that that are selected for that exhibit. And along with that, keep an eye out because we'll be doing some community events and some different information things there so that you can come out and see these ideas and maybe add your own voice to that mix and stay involved that way, too.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. We'll look forward to more notices about how people can see the designs and get more involved. Again, my guests are members of the group Creative Action, Panat Zanaman, Emmy Morgan, and Colin Miller, actually founders of that group. And they have created this competition, Imagine Downtown Lafayette. Anyone can enter. You can stop by their website to find out more about it. The 8th and the 15th of this month are those deadlines. So find out more, and their Facebook page is Creative Action.
Yeah, okay. Creative Action. And then we have Imagine Downtown Lafayette, which is specifically
another Facebook page.
Yeah, for the specifically about the competition.
All right. Well, thank you all. Thank you for your work, your imagination, your energy here in our community. And I'm sure, you know, 50 years from now, people will be talking about you as founders of some new things that happen in our community.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.